So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
All right, here we go. Mr. Clark is here today. It's MediConnect, the Inside Connection, a special guest just moments away. Lots to get to, but let me remind you, we're going to run through all the seminars coming up. They're free, but you have to register. We have our live advisor standing by right now until noon at 888-818-6334. Mr. Clark, good to see you again, and welcome back to KDKA.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Yeah, it's great to be here again. It's been a little while. I kind of swapped weeks with our fearless leader. He's out there running in the 5K for the marathon weekend.
Show off.
Yeah, he said it's his first 5K, and I was like, go for it, right?
He's going to do great.
Yeah, he is going to do great. He's a competitor, so for sure. Marathon weekend. Today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you, Rob.
Live long and prosper. Different movie, but the same premise.
There you go. That's right. Even the Pirates are getting into the May the 4th be with you thing. They have a May the 4th be with you game day thing going on today. So if you want to show up looking like Yoda, you know, that would be good, right?
Absolutely. Little Yoda can go a long way.
Hey, you know, and marathon weekend's big. It's a big weekend. I know there's a lot going on. They're blocking off streets. If you're headed past town, you got to make sure you have enough time to get through town. We got a special guest with us today. And I'm getting excited because in a couple weeks I get to go to Mexico. How about that?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Yeah,
too.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I've never been to Mexico, and so I'm getting really fired up and excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. But a little bit later, we're going to talk about some common mistakes that people make when they're first coming or starting Medicare. And, you know, there's a lot of anxiety and fear that it comes with that season of your life. All the time I'm talking to people that say, I just don't know what decisions to make. I don't know how to do this. There's so many nuances and so many rules and regulations concerning Medicare. And it's easy to make a mistake, Rob. It's really easy to make a mistake. In fact, I'll tell you, just in the past couple weeks, we were working with a lady from the Monroeville area. She was working with a different group of people, a different company, but for some reason, she was having issues with the Social Security office getting her Part B started. She filed the paperwork. The paperwork didn't show up on the right desk kind of thing. I don't know if it got buried under something. I don't know what was happening, but a couple times in a row, she was not able to get her Part B started when needed. She called us for help. And Rob, we were able to walk her through the process. You know, I want to say it like this. We can make the marathon of signing up for Medicare like a 5K.
How about that? Maybe even a sprint.
Yes. And that's because we focus on educating people. We focus on walking with people. I like to say we take people by the hand and we walk them across that finish line. We're going to help you understand and know, work through the troubles. You know, sometimes working with government agencies, I don't know if you've ever been to the DMV, but sometimes it can be difficult and struggle, right? And so we will be here to help you. And that just reminds me that we've got live advisors standing by until noon today at 888-818-6334. I know that they're waiting, they're ready, they're going to help you. We have a special guest today. We're going to talk about common mistakes that people are making and how we can help. We've got lots of good things going, but first we're going to talk a little bit about this day in history, right?
May 4th.
How about this one? This is one I thought was interesting. May 4th, 1904. Charles Rolls meets Henry Royce in the Midland Hotel in Manchester, England. And you know what they went on to do, right?
I absolutely
know. Yeah, they went on to form the car manufacturer Rolls-Royce, right? And I was reading some, you know, it was a big thing. Elvis Presley had a Phantom 5 Rolls-Royce. There's some famous pictures of him standing near it. You can watch videos. They've They put it in some kind of, that car already goes all over the place still. But yeah, the Phantom 5. And what a great story there. Ernest Hemingway, May 4th, 1953. He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Literature for The Old Man and the Sea. And then the first Grammy Awards apparently was May 4th, 1959. Perry Como and Ella Fitzgerald, they got major awards in that one. So I wasn't around for that one, Rob. I was still not even a twinkle in my dad's eye, but little before my time. And then in 1966, Willie Mays, on May 4th, he hit his 512th home run, and he broke the National League record. How about that, right? How about some famous birthdays? May 4th, 1929, Audrey Hepburn. I know my counterpart, Lauren Uran's going to love that one, right? She she loves all that old Hollywood stuff. Audrey Hepburn from Breakfast at Tiffany's and My Fair Lady. She was born in Brussels, Belgium. Another famous American, right? Randy Travis, May 4th, 1959. Happy birthday to Randy Travis, right?
Have you heard the new news about Randy Travis?
I haven't.
This is great. I was fixated on this last night.
Okay.
Because of artificial intelligence,
yeah,
they have been able to regenerate his voice.
You're kidding.
With the help of using his voice,
wow,
even though he has struggled since this stroke.
Okay.
Syllable by syllable, he has his first piece of new music that's going to be released any day now,
oh,
and it is absolutely amazing.
That is amazing.
Because he, in my opinion, is the essence of everything that's good in country music.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I'm not a big country fan, but I mean, some of that stuff from his era, right?
I'm a huge fan of Randy Travis.
Just good. He's a good American.
And CBS Sunday Morning tomorrow is going to feature him.
I got to watch that.
KDK TV locally, but they had a bunch of country music artists of today sitting with him listening to this. Some of them were actually the modern country stars,
yeah,
brought to tears, because
wow,
many of them grew up listening to Randy Travis, and of course Digging Up Bones,
that,
Forever and Forever Amen. So I'm, yep, just so happy for him, and of course his birthday today,
yeah,
born in Marshville, North Carolina, the great Randy Travis.
That's it. Yeah. And how about the number one song in 1975, May 4th, 1975, He Don't Love You Like I Love You. You know who sang that, right?
Absolutely.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. How about that one?
Who is now recently retired from live performing, who truly was one of the greatest live performers ever.
And Rob, you got a catalog of people that you've known and met and interacted
He's
with.
He's someone that I always wanted to meet. And this goes back even prior to the Dawn days and his television show on CBS. This guy was a great songwriter and,
yeah,
literally was the voice on many major hits as a backup performer. So Tony, sure, Orlando, a whole lot of talent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And so trivia, right? We're going to get to trivia, and I'm going to refer back to something that Willie Mays did. We talked about Willie Mays on May 4th breaking the National League home run record. Whose National League home run record did Willie Mays break?
If you think you know it, you'll get a $15 get-go gas card. You need to call 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Now, tell them the seminars, where they're going,
yep,
to be.
Seminars here. We got seminars in May, one in June here. May 8th, these are all at 6 p.m. May 8th, we're going to be at the Regional Learning Center Alliance. That's 850 Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry, PA. May 14th, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville, 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. May 21st, we're going to be at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer. That's 2501 Freeport Road. And then May 30th, we'll be at the Quality Inn, 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. And June 5th, the Moon Library, 1700 Beaver Grade Road in Coriopolis. You don't want to miss this. You can call our number at 888-818-6334. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click the seminars tab to register. You know, it's free to attend, Rob, but we just need people to register because there's limited space. A lot of times we want to have materials for everybody. It's just good for us to know. We've got live advisors standing by till noon, 888-818-6334. We've got lots of good things planned for today.
And a special guest on the way.
We do. Yeah. In a little bit, we have a special guest, Jill Yesko Diana from Safe Moves for Seniors. You don't want to miss that.
No, especially when you're a senior and I might have to move.
There you go.
All right. We'll take a break. Stay with us. All right, we're going to give that trivia question again, and if you think you know the answer, be the first caller that calls in at 412-922-1020, and you'll win a $15 gas card from GetGo. And that trivia question, Mark?
It is, whose National League home run record did Willie Mays break on May 4th, 1966?
Okay, if you think you know it, 412-922-1020. All right, let's talk some misconceptions.
Sure, yeah. You know, when you sign up for Medicare, Rob, you have to make a lot of decisions. There's a lot of choices you have to make, and there's a lot of rules. It's very complicated, and people make some common mistakes because a lot of times they just don't understand it. And I just want to say, you can't always rely on the advice that your neighbor's giving you or your best friend or your coworker. You know, we do this every single day. So this is my full-time job. I've been doing this now for 5 years, right? And so I want you to understand that our number one goal when we sit down to talk to you, first, we want to educate you. We want to help you understand how Medicare works and how it's going to work for you, because we feel like an informed consumer can make the right decision for themselves. So here's some common mistakes. The first one, if I'm going to put numbers to them, the first one is they don't compare Original Medicare with Medicare Advantage plans. You know, Rob, Original Medicare is that red, white, and blue card, right? It's part A and part B, hospital inpatient coverage, doctors and outpatient coverage. And when you come onto Medicare, you have a choice of staying with Original Medicare and also buying a Medicare supplement that helps you cover the extra cost of A and B, or you can choose what's called a Medicare Advantage plan. Those two things tackle the same problem, right? Because Original Medicare has a lot of expense to it if you use it. They tackle the same problem. They work on the same issue, but they don't work the same. So it's really important that you understand the differences, and that's where we come in. That's where we walk in the door. We'll sit down. We're going to talk to you about how Original Medicare works, and then we're going to show you your options, Medicare supplement. Some people call that a Medigap plan, and Medicare Advantage plans. We're going to teach you. We're going to work with you. All of our agents have a presentation they do in front of you that gives you this education. You know, in a short matter of time, they're going to be able to present that information to you. We can show you the differences, right? Don't rely on what your neighbor's saying the differences are. Make sure you get the education from us. And then another mistake that people make is they don't sign up for Medicare at the right time. You can sign up for Medicare only at certain times, Rob. And in your initial enrollment period, that's when you're turning 65. You're aging into Medicare. You've got the month of your 65th birthday. You've got the 3 months before and the 3 months after your 65th birthday to make those initial decisions, those first choices for your Medicare. And I'll tell you that this is probably the most critical time for people to get help from us. And that's because Medicare's got all kinds of moving parts to it. We always compare it to a puzzle. And if you ever built puzzles, you know that sometimes it looks like this piece fits here. But then when you really go to put it there, it doesn't really fit there.
Unless you have a ball-peen hammer.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Hey, we do have a winner, Kay from Bethel Park. So please,
all right, Kay.
$15 GetGo gas card headed to Kay in Bethel Park. But here's the winning answer.
The winning answer is, here's the question. Whose National League home run record did Willie Mays break? It was Mel Ott.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, yeah. And the story goes that Willie Mays and Mel Ott were tied at 511 home runs for, it was like 9 or 10 days. And so Willie Mays was very frustrated by the 9 or 10 days. And then finally, on May 4th, 1966, he knocks one out of the park to break that record. Amazing things Willie Mays did, right? And congratulations, Ken.
9 years later, Henry Aaron broke everyone's
there
record.
There you go. Boom. Right? Yes, absolutely. But yeah, congratulations, Kay. We'll send that card out to you this week. That's a great, great thing. Thank you so much. But, you know, there's so many nuances. It's really important that you understand that we can walk you through those nuances, that we can help make sure that during the enrollment period that you have, that you understand when you have to sign up for things. Because if you miss those windows, or if you make some bad choices in your initial enrollment period, then basically what's going to happen is you'll get penalized, you'll get assessed a penalty, and those penalties will last for the rest of your life. So you don't want to make those mistakes. You want to know when to sign up for Medicare at the right time. How about another one? Often people are confused about the options they have if they work past 65. You know, it's really important to understand that you can get on Medicare and still work. I often encourage people to do that for two reasons. Sometimes the company, whatever the company's paying for your Medicare, your group coverage, sometimes they'll pour that back into your salary or what your wages. And then the other good thing there, Rob, is if you get on your Medicare and you're still working, and then you wake up on Monday and you're like, I've had it, I don't want to do this anymore, you can just walk in and you don't have to worry about where your health care is going to come from, right? So it pays to be prepared. But it's important to understand, what does it take? How's it going to be complicated? Here's the thing. You can defer your Part B coverage if you have job-based coverage, right? If you're still working and you have job-based coverage, you can defer signing up for Part B, because you don't want to be paying for the healthcare coverage you get at work and be paying for Part B. You don't really need to do those two things. You can defer your Part B if you have job-based coverage. But what a lot of people don't understand is retiree benefits or COBRA are not considered creditable coverage with Medicare, so it doesn't count the same. So in the equation of can I defer my Part B once I turn 65, these two things have to be true. I'm still working, and I'm getting my coverage from my work, okay? So it's really important to understand those things. Again, this is why you work with us. This is why you come to us and get our professional guidance the whole way, right? Because for zero extra dollars, you can come and get professional advice.
Never a charge for your services.
Never, not ever. No. Rob, I've met with people four or five times. I still have clients that I can kind of count on. They'll call me about once a month. And sometimes I think they just want to talk to me, right? And that's fine, because I enjoy getting to know people. I enjoy being a part of their life. I just talked to a longtime client at the beginning of this week, and he's got some health problems going on. I'm sorry to hear that. And he wanted to know some of the implications of the coverage he has. And I was able to explain that to him and wish him well. And, you know, with my spiritual chaplain background, obviously I offer to pray for him in his situation as well. But, you know, that's one of the things I enjoy about this. I get to meet all kinds of people from all kinds of walks of life, and I get to help them. You know, my life, Rob's always been about helping people. But it's really important to understand, you know, if you delay enrolling in Medicare, then how's your job going to be, your insurance from work, how's it going to be affected whether you have Medicare or not? And we can help you understand those kind of things. Other things, that mistakes that people make is not knowing when to sign up for Part D coverage. D is in drug, right? Rob, did you know that if you lose creditable drug coverage for over 63 days, you're over 65 years old, you'll be subject to a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
The penalty is 1% for every 30 days you don't have it, and it's 1% of the national average of these plans, which right now is $33 a month.
All right, we have our guest. You'll be here in just a little bit, but we want you to go through the seminars, then we got to get to a break.
Absolutely.
And I want you to remind everyone that we are standing by, as always, every single Saturday, right, Mark, up until
That's
noon.
That's right.
So they
up
can reach noon. Out now.
Live advisors right now at 888-818-6334. Our seminars coming up May 8th. We'll be at the Regional Learning Alliance. That's 850 Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry Township. May 14th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville, 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. May 21st, we'll be at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer, 2501 Freeport Road. May 30th, we'll be at the Quality Inn, 300 Tarentum Road, New Kensington. And then June 5th, we'll be at the Moon Library, 1700 Beaver Grade Road in Coriopolis. You don't want to miss it. We've got live advisors standing by, 888-818-6334. Go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminars tab. Click that. You can register. The live advisors are waiting. They're ready. They're hungry. They want to answer your call.
888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Again, these are free events, but you have to register. 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Back after David Balorado checks the news at 9:30. It's MediConnect, the Inside Connection with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Hey, as always, you can listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on your Odyssey app. That's a free app, by the way. I've got mine. You should get yours too, AUDACY. But you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to KDKRadio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio live stream. Let's get back to Mark. And now Jill is here. We're ready to go for segment number three of MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Go.
This is really one of my favorite parts of the show, Rob, right? When we invite a guest. And today we have with us Jill Yesko Diana. She's from Safe Moves for Seniors. We're going to talk about that. Jill, thanks for coming today.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
Sure. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. And I just want you to talk. Tell us, what is Safe Moves for Seniors?
Safe Moves for Seniors is a nonprofit. It's actually celebrating its 2-year anniversary.
Well, happy
on
anniversary.
Monday.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we move economically disadvantaged seniors at no charge. So there's no barriers to moving them when they want to move.
Okay.
Where they want to move to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And that's a need that we probably don't think of often, right? I know. Just a few years ago, my mom, I'll give her a shout out today because she just turned 81 a couple days ago. But my mom, we moved her a few years ago. And, you know, it was really my sister and I packing up all her stuff. We got some friends to help us. But that's a big process. And I can't imagine what it would be like if you don't have anyone to help you, right?
Right, right. It is overwhelming. I mean, a lot of times I would, you know, go out and see a client who said they were ready to move.
Right.
And I would arrive at the door and that was not true, but in their minds they were ready, but there was still so much to go through, downsize, declutter, especially if they're moving to a smaller apartment or an efficiency.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the big challenge, right? Because if you've lived in a home for a long time, you don't realize how much you really have.
That's right. And where you might have tucked a few things, like right. In closets, under beds,
right.
Top shelf of that linen closet.
Right.
You thought you cleared that out years ago.
That's it.
Kitchens.
That's it. Even with good planning and even trying, sometimes getting ready for a move can be quite challenging. Tell me a little bit about, how did you come to start a nonprofit?
Well, you know, I have a for-profit company called Discover Organizing, which is actually how I got connected with MediConnect through just working with seniors. And how I do not know enough about what you do, so I don't even pretend to know what MediConnect does and what Medicare, all the arms of Medicare really are. And so that's kind of how I got connected with you, is through Discover Organizing and working and referring you that way when people would ask me questions. And Discover Organizing is a senior transition and professional organizing company. And so we were working with people that do have resources to move and pack and transition and unpack to go to, you know, senior communities or just into a smaller residence.
Okay.
And what was happening was, because we had a reputation of moving seniors, people were calling us that didn't have resources and said, you know, I would like you to move me. And when they heard our prices, they said, I make $850 a month. That's, I'm sorry. And I'd say, wait, don't hang up. I'll figure it out.
Right.
And we figured it out. So we would do pro bono work or we would do a lot of at cost moves, like just to cover the cost of my staff and my team. A lot of these people just didn't have family members or neighbors or just really natural support systems.
Sure. Well, you know, if you're one of the last members of a family, right?
Right.
And maybe the younger people in the family have moved away. There's lots of challenges. Coming from the hospice world, I can tell you, you see all kinds of challenges that people face that we wouldn't necessarily think of every single day. People are facing these challenges and they don't have any support. So
they really don't. And even if they do have family, sometimes the family is estranged or they're just living very too far away.
Right.
And also maybe the family members don't have the resources to support them. So
yeah.
We can't make the assumption that the daughter or the son or the niece or the nephew or grandchild
right.
has the financial resources to support that, you know, that older person in their life.
Right. Yeah. So from what I understand, they're Allegheny County, you're able to get grants. How do you qualify or how do you become eligible? How do we know if you're eligible for a grant from Allegheny County?
Well, typically outside of, you know, the Allegheny County grant, which we're so grateful to have and be working with, you know, the Area Agency on Aging, we're so happy because that opened up so many doors for people that are over 60. But if you're outside of that grant, in other words, if you live in Beaver, Butler, Westmoreland County, or you live in a rural area and it's time for you to move, you qualify simply by making less than $1,250 per month. And
okay.
being over 60. That's
oh.
really our only two
wow. okay.
Qualifications. We kept
okay.
it really simple.
Yeah.
But within Allegheny County, you just need to call the senior line. And that's in Allegheny County. And, you know, you can look that up. It's the senior line of the Area Agency on Aging. And they will direct you to our services, but you'll be assigned a care manager first. And that's
oh.
really important because that care manager won't just be assigning you to our services and referring you to our services, but also other services like meals
right.
and maybe healthcare, things
right.
that might be a gap in your own self-care. So,
and sometimes, you know, it's one of those things you don't know to what you don't know, right?
Right, right.
And so I would encourage people that, you know, there are resources out there, and sometimes we just don't know they're there. And sometimes... If they're people are like me, sometimes they're stubborn, right? And sometimes they don't want to accept help. But I want to encourage everybody, right, that it's okay to get help, right? It's okay to find out if there are organizations in your county or in your community that can help you with food or with paying bills or with housing or moving, like Safe Moves for Seniors. It's really important to do that, and don't be too proud for that. If I could call out to the world today, it'd be, don't be too proud.
Hey, I'm guilty of that, too.
I think we all are. But,
yeah.
you know, there have been times in our lives, I can speak personally, that, you know, where we needed help. We were in ministry. We had a couple of young kids, and we did get WIC, right? And, you know, we took advantage of those things when we needed them. And
I'm so glad that was there for you.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, this, you have such a great resource for people. And how much notice does somebody need to give?
So what we're getting now is, you know, a big surge at the end of every month, because that's when renters need to move and clear out their apartments and
right.
go to their next places. So most of our clients are definitely people that are moving at the end of the month. But the soonest they know, when either, you know, they have a voucher to move into their next, you know, housing arrangement.
Right.
As soon as they get notice that they have a new lease, that's when they need to call us. Because there might be some things that we need to declutter and downsize. And we work with, you know, all sorts of community resources in order to do that, like off the floor, blessing board, you know, for furniture banks.
Okay.
We do take a lot of things to Goodwill and really to any charity that that the client really wishes us to take those items to.
Sure.
If they're items that they're no longer needing. But on the other side, what's great is when we do move someone in and we notice they don't have enough furniture,
right.
we can access those furniture banks on the other side of the move as well. And we are partnered with Off the Floor, you know, to provide those things.
Yeah, I just became aware of them. I saw one of their trucks and I thought, it's called Off the Floor,
yeah.
right?
And
I thought,
located in the north side.
What a wonderful thing, right? Because,
yeah.
again, you don't know the needs of the people in your community until you get a close look at them, right? And as a pastor and a chaplain, oftentimes I was able to see things that a lot of people don't see every day, and needs and struggles that people face. And so are there any other services included?
Sure. We do packing. Not okay. just the downsizing and decluttering, but we also pack all of the household goods and provide the free moving truck. And then our team of volunteers will help you unpack and decorate your new apartment.
Fantastic.
So it feels like home.
Fantastic. Okay. Rob, I'm going to go over the seminars. We've got seminars coming up here for MediConnect. We've got a seminar on May 8th at 6 p.m. Regional Learning Alliance, 850 Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry Township. May 14th at the Holiday Inn Monroeville, 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. May 21st at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer, 2501 Freeport Road. May 30th at the Quality Inn Tarentum. That's 300 Tarentum Bridge Road, New Kensington. And then June 5th, the Moon Library at 1700 Beaver Grade Road in Coriopolis. You don't want to miss that. And we'll be back in a couple minutes. Live Advisors, 888-818-6334.
That's right. You can sign up for those seminars. They're free. Call right now till noon, 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the Seminars tab. All right, back on the Inside Connection, MediConnect, and back to your host, Mark.
All right. So today, Rob, we've covered a lot of ground today. I want to cover the seminars again. If you're new to Medicare in the next 6 to 12 months, you want to make sure you sign up for one of our seminars. They're coming up. They're free. All we ask you to do is register. You can go online to MediConnectInsurance.com or call our live advisors right now at 888-818-6334. Here's the seminar list. May 8th at 6 p.m., Regional Learning Alliance. That's 850 Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry Township. May 14th, we'll be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville at 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. May 21st, the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer, 2501 Freeport Road. May 30th, Quality Inn, 300 Tarentum Bridge Road in New Kensington. And June 5th, the Moon Library at 1700 Beaver Grade Road in Coriopolis. You don't want to miss those. Again, live advisors till noon, 888-818-6334. Go to the Seminars tab, click on that at MediConnectInsurance.com, and you can register there, or you could call our office anytime this week. We'll be able to register you for the seminars. We talked about some mistakes that people make today, common mistakes, not comparing original Medicare with Medicare Advantage plans, signing up for Medicare at the right time, being confused about what your options are if you're going to work past 65, all kinds, not knowing when to sign up for Part D coverage. There are more and more of those, but we didn't cover everything we could, but we'll do that in the future. But I want to give our guest some more time today. We're here today with Jill Yesko-Diana from Safe Moves for Seniors. And Jill, you got a few more minutes. Let's talk more. You're the one that can promote yourself the best. So tell us about what you do, who you are, all of that, how can people get a hold of you?
Thank you so much. SafeMovesForSeniors.org is our main website. We are headquartered here in Pittsburgh. And the really cool thing that's happened in the last 6 months is that we've actually spread to 12 other territories in the United States.
Wow.
So we have great chapter leaders that are part of my network at the National Association of Specialty and Senior Move Managers that have stepped up to become chapter leaders and founders in their towns. So you will see all of those cities on our website.
That's
at
great.
SafeMovesForSeniors.org. We are in need of donations for all of those people that are living outside of Allegheny County that desperately need our help to move them. And there are opportunities to donate on our site.
And you are officially a nonprofit. So
we are a 501c3.
There you go.
Yeah, about to celebrate those 2-year anniversary.
And you probably could use volunteers also.
We sure could. And there is a volunteer application tab on our website. So please, you know, if you can visit, we have 23 volunteers now. It is not enough.
Okay.
And we just got a wonderful volunteer coordinator that has signed up to help us to assign volunteers to do everything from calling the night before to just remind you about a truck that's coming the next day.
That's great.
To following up with you to see if you did receive those services that we referred you to, like Meals on Wheels or like a furniture bank.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing that says that you're being successful and doing a good job more than growth.
Right.
And hearing that you're spreading into other communities, that's such a great sign, and it's a great opportunity. I'm hoping, and I'm going to be praying that we get lots and lots of more people that can volunteer and donate. It costs money, you know.
It sure does. It sure does. I do not have a salary yet, and I'm the executive director, and I've been one for 2 years.
Right.
Not that that's important, but that just tells you how bare bones we are right now with providing. You know, we are putting all of our funds into programming, and we are purely volunteer-led right now. So just, you know, keeping that in mind, that there are people out there outside of the, on the fringe of Allegheny County that really need our help as well.
Sure.
And, you know, the Allegheny County dollars only go so far as well.
Yeah. And you know, somebody gave me advice years ago about donating money, right? Because there are all kinds of organizations all across the country that you could donate money to. But somebody told me, you know, you should donate your money to someone that if they say they're going to do a certain thing with that money, you could get in the car and go over there and check and see if they did it.
That's right. That's right. And you have to be a good steward. You probably remember that from a lot of your, you know, church and foundation days.
Yep.
Is being a good steward of other people's money is really important to us. And so that's why we have a nonprofit CPA that's dedicated to us.
Great.
And of course, we, you know, we are a very transparent organization.
And you have a board of directors.
We do.
You have all of that stuff. You got all the good stuff. You check all the boxes. And so this is a great place to donate because, you know, there's so many needy people in our community. You don't realize it every day. I remember once a town that I lived in, I met the mayor and I was talking to him about homeless people, and he said, "We don't have any homeless people." And I said, "Well, you're wrong." You know, he didn't realize there were homeless people because you don't always recognize them.
You don't. You
right?
don't. And one of the seniors that we helped recently, she started crying on the phone, and she said, "Everyone has forgotten about us," and that just breaks your heart.
Right.
And you know, I want everybody to know that we haven't forgotten about you. If you're, you know, you're older, over 60, and you need support in your transition, there's always something we can do to help you.
It's a very vulnerable part of our population, and it is easy in our society to kind of forget about them, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And push them aside and think that maybe they're marginal and that they've lived their life, right?
Right.
And we can forget that they have needs. And
they do, and they're on fixed incomes, and they haven't socked away $1,500 to $2,000 a month to do a moving, you know, pay for a move.
Yes.
They haven't planned for the fact that they need to move, and maybe something happened, like medically. I'm sure you see this all the time in your business, you know, where we haven't considered a medical problem that would cause us to have to move to a different.
Nobody's got that crystal ball, do they?
No.
And with inflation, you know, what I hear from most people these days is I'm having a hard time buying the food I need.
Right.
That's why I love what we do at MediConnect, right? Because when we walk in the door and I find out that somebody's paying hundreds or sometimes even thousands of dollars for their prescription drugs, and we can walk in and show them other opportunities or other choices they can make that could save them hundreds or thousands.
Well, yeah, you helped one of my clients go from spending $256 a month in prescriptions to hardly anything at all.
Yeah.
And she lives in a personal care home over in the north side, and you've made all the difference for her.
And
so I will always sing your praises.
It's education, and it's understanding the choices that they have, right?
Right.
And unfortunately, some people that do this, they don't check people's medications. They don't make sure doctors are in network. And that's where we go the extra step. We go the extra mile to help people get what they need at a reasonable price, right?
That's right.
And I want to applaud you for what you're doing.
Thank you. I think it's
a wonderful thing. I love that you found this little niche. You saw a need and you stepped up. How often in life do we see that there's a need, but maybe we don't have the ideas or the motivation, but you didn't just say, well, if you can't afford what we can do for you, then see you later. Well, you found a way to help anyway. And I applaud you for that. That's a mark of great character and just a wonderful thing you're doing for the community. It makes all of us better when everybody can do things like that. And so today we've covered a lot of things. I want to make sure that our listeners understand and know when MediConnect is having our Turning 65 seminars coming up in May 8th. These are all at 6 p.m. May 8th will be at the Regional Learning Alliance. That's 850 Cranberry Woods Drive in Cranberry Township. May 14th will be at the Holiday Inn Monroeville, 3936 Monroeville Boulevard. May 21st will be at the AHN Neighborhood Hospital in Harmer, 2501 Freeport Road. May 30th will be at the Quality Inn. That's 300 Tarrant Bridge Road, New Kensington. And June 5th will be at the Moon Library, 1700 Beaver Grade Road, Coriopolis. Joe, give them your number again before we go.
Sure. It's 412-344-6621 is our main phone number.
Joe, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you. Isn't it great meeting you,
too? All right. Keep up the great work. As always, Mark, have a fun trip in Mexico, and we'll see you when you come back north of the border.
Yes, I will. Thanks, Rob. Great to see you today.
All right. Good stuff. Remember, we've got those live advisors. They're there now until noon. You can reach them at 888-818-6334.